peoples and three religions marked by daily sufferings and conflict caused by political instability. Every believer, every man and woman of goodwill must act constantly to end that suffering, making this goal an object of their prayer and teaching. Patriarch Michel Sabah, outgoing leader of the Latin Rite Church in Jerusalem, wrote those words more than a month ago as he prepared to step down from the post he has held for the past 20 years. Despite the continuing tensions and violence in the Gaza Strip, Patriarch Sabah spoke of the church's vital role in continuing to uphold and work for an era of peace and reconciliation between Christians, Muslims, and Jews. It's a vision of hope and faith strongly supported by his designated successor, Bishop Fouad Toual, who will shortly be taking over the difficult task of guiding the ever-diminishing Catholic community in the land where Jesus lived. During his most recent visit here to the Vatican, Bishop Toual sat down with me to discuss the challenges facing his church and renewed international efforts at finding a lasting peace for the region.
Well, according to the position of the Holy Father, we still have hope, and he invites us to have always hope, and we do. Till now, there is not many change in the local level or the local situation, but at least on the international level, there is awareness about the importance of the situation, the importance of a solution to be given to the Holy Land. We are very grateful for all the visits, the pilgrimage coming to the Holy Land. With their presence, these bishops, we had a pilgrimage of all bishop conference of Germany, of Austria, and many others. It gives us the impression that we are not alone in this mission. We are not forgotten. We are not abandoned, thanks God. It means this strong communion with the universal church, with our church sister all in Europe. We receive many helps, many helps. We are grateful. But in the same time, we say we need something more. What we need is a peace. We don't want to survive only, to be bigger with license. Church bigging all the time with rises. I don't like this. It is a kind of humiliation. What we need for the moment is a political horizon. We need timing. We need to know where we are going. Time to finish the wall. Time to finish the checkpoint. Time to start the Palestinian state. Time to finish with our problems with the visa. As you know, the Latin Patriarchate covers Jordan, Palestine, and Israel. The majority of our priests, nuns, schools, families are in Jordan, which means we need this link to Jordan. We need to move with the freedom, with liberty for pastoral work. I don't speak about politics. I leave politics to politicians. But as bishop, we want to move for our pastoral work, and we are handicapped. Handicapped because Israel, till now, doesn't trust everything. Israel follows a politic of fears, and fear is not the best thing to live and to share and so on. So we hope with the intervention, with the prayer, with the pressure of this international coordination that we had, we hope that with our contact with Israel, there will be more trust between both, so we can do our mission as church in the Holy Land, give to the Holy Land its holiness, and remember that Holy Land has its whole world dimension, and we are aware of that, and we want to have all the people freedom to access to the holy places, freedom for the local people, for our Christians, from Bethlehem, from Ramallah, from Galilee, from Jordan, to visit freely the holy city, the holy sites. Till now we have in this grace, this benediction, this joy.
We heard President Bush in the region just very recently again calling for a solution within a very short time frame. How hopeful do you think people in the region are that perhaps this time his words will be translated into some kind of action on the ground?
We are very grateful to Mr. Bush for his visit. We are grateful to the speech of Olmert at the same time. For the first time, President Bush pronounced the word occupation. They never used to use this word. He said, end of the occupation. Even Olmert that we met last time, he said he wants to find a solution within the 2008, between the promises, the good speech, the words, and the reality, daily reality we live on the ground, there is a big gap. We're looking, considering the actual situation, the cities of Palestine separated one from the other, I don't see how they can do it this year. But it is already agreed that even Olmert and even Bush, they spoke about a solution. They put together Palestinians and Israelis. That's great. Thanks God. We encourage them. We pray for them. We respect their decisions. But we know, and they know, that from many sides we have obstacles. Obstacles from the Palestinian side, obstacles from the Israeli side, and worse than before. And I think some obstacles in the American side. I don't think that the opposition America want to give this great gift to Bush before he finishes his mandate to enter in the history, giving peace in the Holy Land, when the situation in Iraq is still the same. So we have opposition from three sides. But we Christians, we never lose hope, and we're still living with dynamism, with optimism, with joy. Joy to live, to work, to do our work. We are not desperate and never be desperate. We have many, many good signs in the Holy Land that gives us this joy to live, to work. We have our seminary full of seminarians. We have many pilgrims. We have many friends. We are not alone. Thanks God.
Looking on the Palestinian side, of course, the problems between Hamas and Fatah, many people see this as a crucial stumbling block to negotiations with Israel. Do you agree with that? And how do you think perhaps you can help to resolve these internal problems?
No. Look, now in all the Middle East, and especially in Palestine, we are living this big crisis. So within this big crisis, we have small crisis. We must understand that. I don't think that it's the moment to put them together, the two divisions from the Palestinian. Not the moment. Otherwise, that will be a pretext for Israel. We don't deal with terrorists. Now Israel has no more pretext. But for the moment, it is not the time to put them together. But I am sure, one day they must gather. And we have to remember that all the Arab League is behind pushing both of them together, and one day they will gather. They are Palestinians, they are Muslims, they are Arabs, they have all the elements to be together. Now the situation is very complicated, and we will have small problems here and there. But I hope we are happy to see both now Israelis and Palestinians are gathering to dialogue to find a solution. You have to remember, and let Israel remember, for whom we wish peace and security, that they tried all the means. Till now they won all the wars, or almost all the wars, with their neighbors. Till now they never won peace and security. Let us try something else. Let us try dialogue. Let us try trust, more trust. Let us try to respect the international resolution. Let us do something else. And we hope that everybody will enjoy and peace and security.
You do have relationships with the Jewish, with the Muslim leaders in the region, don't you?
Yes.
How can, do you think, dialogue amongst at a purely religious level, how can this influence any further the political dialogue?
I don't know, really. I don't know. And We know that without a political decisions, we can only speak, we can meet, we can pray. But without the political effort, decisions, we can do nothing. It is only on the still on the level of religious leaders. We have what we call interfaith council, and we meet each 2, 3, 4 months. It is okay. It is nice. We have to start from there and try to influence our people, Muslims, Jews, and the Christians. But if you speak about any dialogue between the people, the population, Palestinian and Israel, well, I can say that in the state of Israel, they can meet. They have some friendship, some relations, and so on. But in the occupied territories, the Jews that we meet are only the soldiers and the settlers. And I don't think any dialogue can be possible with the soldiers on the checkpoints and with the settlers. I don't think so. I wish, but I'm sure for the moment we have it. We have no dialogue with them.
Patriarch Sabah speaks about the mystery of being a Christian, living the Christian faith in the Holy Land. Can you explain a little further that idea?
We must accept not to understand. That's the mystery. Why since 50 years, 60 years, despite all the efforts, we have in peace? Why? I think that's the city, Jerusalem, for me personally, is the city where the Lord walked and suffered and died. And we cannot work in the Holy Land. We cannot love the Holy Land without this mystery of cross and all these problems, all our suffering brings us back to the gospel. And we have to take ad literam the words of the Lord when he said, if anybody wishes to follow me, he must take his cross, bear his cross, and follow me. We are bearing our cross. That's our daily bread. That's the mystery of Jerusalem. Jerusalem is with the cross. There is no Jerusalem without any cross. Since the time of the Lord till now, we have our cross. But we know that at the same time that the Lord had at the end his resurrection. The Lord said in the same time, don't be afraid, I will be with you all the time. So remember his words to bear our cross. We remember his words to be courageous, to have faith.
And my thanks there to Bishop Fouad Toual, designated successor to Patriarch Michel Sabah, leader of the Latin Rite Church in Jerusalem.